Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and the callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Wow. Technical difficulties. What's going on, Andrew? Chatterbox Video Game Radio.
Just ahead, the new drug of choice for kids.
You can find it in living rooms across the country. In tonight's Medical Watch, the new addiction that's causing kids to ditch their homework, friends, and family.
See, I try to intro the show with something that sounds like an intro.
Yeah.
Something interesting. It totally screws up. I plan it ahead of time. Andrew's hurting me. This is the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show, everybody.
It's because he was on vacation last week.
That's what happened.
That's what.
So, Kara's not with us anymore.
Not anymore.
Andrew's back. He couldn't live without us.
He fought to get his time slot back so he could be with us.
He knows that we have fans that appreciate his work. For instance, we get fan mail all the time here at Chatterbox.
First fan mail tape.
Yeah. Now, we're not going to give any names.
No.
We're going to leave it totally anonymous. No forum name, no nothing. But we got, apparently it's been here for a long time, Andrew says, but we didn't know about it.
Yeah, we just found out today.
Powers that be didn't actually give it to us. If you want to send fan mail, although I'm a little bit scared of what could happen, there's an address on our website, chatterboxgameshow.com. You don't have to send it to the radio station. You can send it straight to Chatterbox.
To the offices.
The Chatterbox offices. Might be easier for us to get. But anyway, we listened to a little bit of this tape before the show.
A little bit, yeah.
Fan mail tape. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know
I'm still
what
on
emotions
the
to express.
I'm still on the fence.
Yeah. Maybe fearful. Maybe excited. Maybe a little irreverent.
It's something. I felt something when I was listening to it.
But see, we're leaving the listeners in a cloud of mystery. What was this tape? What was it all about? Who would send us such a work of art?
That's right.
And maybe one day we could play part of it.
But maybe.
I don't know. I would want the permission of the creator.
With their consent, yeah. I hear you.
But anyway, if you want to send us recordings, you apparently can do that.
Try not to send tapes, because we really don't have any tape players.
MP3s are always good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so suffice it to say, very interesting. Very interesting tape, and we are proud to receive this sort of
recognition
gesture. Yes.
From people.
From the fans. It goes on, you know, he does some musical bits.
That's right.
A little singing. I don't know if there's dancing, because it's just an audio tape.
There may be some.
But it's nice. All right, moving on, let's talk about games, or what we're going to talk about this show.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got, first of all, an interview coming up. We've got Lee from iTrade Video Games, one of the main men behind iTrade Video Games. It's something that we talked about quite a while ago. I don't know, like 4 weeks, 5 weeks ago. Brought it up, but we finally were able to get these folks on the air. At least we will in about 15 minutes. So stay tuned for that. Going to talk about what it is the service they provide. And I find it very interesting, being that I'm total cheapskate. And I think this is a good opportunity to learn about that service and learn about how you can avoid paying for games again.
Yeah.
Because really, that's the goal of all of ours. also going to talk about a fantastic expose by WGN.
Oh, man. Are they on top of it?
They are really... Last week, we talked about gaming sort of becoming an important part of our society. It's built in now.
Yep.
It's in all of our consciousness. And with that, I guess we could call that good, also comes the bad. And I'm actually going to give my opinion on that when we start talking about it later.
Yeah,
on the
not
show,
now.
I don't really think that it's really part of society. It's still like the red.
It's still
stepchild.
In the background.
No, almost. I think it's there. I just think we're focusing on it, that it's become super special instead of normal.
Oh, okay.
Like it's something to focus on.
I wouldn't say special, maybe. Again, maybe we should talk about this later. But
I'm just saying, I'm trying to preface.
Okay.
I'm talking about WGN. And this sort of ties in with something that Nate was pointing out to me. I saw this too, but
yeah.
He wanted to discuss
Utah.
Wonderful lawmaking.
Yeah, violent games are now like, you know, pornographic material. Yeah.
Now, it's not complete. It's the House.
The House passed it. It's going to go to the Senate next.
Now, I don't know. We generally think the House of Representatives, they're lesser beings than the Senate. There's so many of them. They can just act all willy-nilly, passing laws or bills just left and right. The Senate, they have to be a little bit more thoughtful.
Yeah,
the process. They're the check on the balance that is the House.
But I believe, I haven't had my civics class in a long time, but I think the House of Representatives can actually overthrow it. And from what I looked on the way it was voted, it probably could go in, if that's the case.
It was like a landslide.
Oh, yeah, it's 56-8.
Everybody in Utah thinks games are evil. A class 3, no, it was third degree misdemeanor,
yeah.
Which they said was the same as driving drunk. That is, selling a violent video game to a child.
Yeah.
Or is it to anybody without ID? I don't know.
I think it was...
Probably to a child.
Anyone underage, yeah, not so anyone.
It's so much in the news these days, gaming and violence and laws regarding games. What happened years ago? Could we have done this radio show 2 years ago?
Nah.
We were. 3 years ago.
3 years
Could we have
ago
done
you
it
were.
3 years ago? I don't know. But thank goodness we have people like Andrew to bring us through the hard times.
That's right.
To fill that dead air with applause. So we're talking to Lee from iTrade Video Games. We're going to talk about WGN. We can always talk about Utah because they're always fun in games. Now, today I started playing a game for what seemed like a long time, actually. I went and looked at the Independent Games Festival list of games for this year. Right, and that's something that happens at the GDC. I think they decide all the winners and stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're gonna be there
you get
that.
To play the top 10 finalists.
So I looked, and I just picked one out of the crowd. I picked Crazy Ball because I love games about balls.
Or monkeys.
Yeah.
Or monkey balls.
Balls and games have always mixed. In fact, recently a friend of mine was talking about wanting to build an Xbox Live game, and I thought to myself, really, anything with a sphere or just balls and proper physics, I think would be an interesting game.
Not really, because Mercury for the PSP. Have you played that game?
Mercury is a little bit boring.
Yeah, yeah.
After a while. But anyway, this Crazy Ball, I got to tell you. First of all, it reminds me about why I hate computers so friggin' much. Because it worked great, worked fine. Played the game, turned it off, went back to it a few minutes later. Wanted to like shut down some windows or whatever. Make sure I was giving optimum performance for
yeah.
this beautiful, independent game. And, it won't load. Oh, it failed. Don't want to send the report to Microsoft, thank you. But the game failed. So I had to completely uninstall it. I then reinstalled it. It worked fine. Up the resolution.
See,
changed the performance. I was all excited. Turned it off. Wanted to turn it back on. Failed.
I think it just knows that, you know, you don't like computer games. So your laptop makes it so it won't play right.
Because
I've never had any problems. When you say you've had problems, no problems on mine.
Well, I do. And I tell you what, it was running the game beautifully. And I got to say, fun game. Unfortunately, the mouse I was using the mouse pad on my laptop, very difficult for this
game.
Yeah,
I could imagine.
It was working. But I thought, all right, I'm going to try a mouse. So I whipped out the Logitech wireless mouse that we got from Logitech. And I don't know if the resolution on the mouse is too high or how the game interprets the mouse signals. But instantly, it was like... Like I had 10 strong men controlling this ball. If I moved the mouse on my micrometer, the ball would fly off the screen. So I went out to my control panel, turned down the mouse, wanted to get back into the game. Oh,
can't do that, guys.
No chance, buddy. Not happening. But what I did play was fantastic. So you should go take a look at Crazy Ball. Even give it a vote. I haven't played the other games, though, so I don't know if they're more worthy. There's this one great game, or at least great concept, anyway. It's, I guess, produced by DigiPen. Presumably students at DigiPen who aren't getting credit because it just says made by DigiPen. That's Nintendo's fault. So anyway, I guess like you're in this giant cube and you're fighting people, but like everybody, all the characters are made of basic objects. And so like when you kill somebody, I guess, I don't know if they fall apart or whatever, but they fall to the ground and they don't disappear. And so the point is to put so many bodies on the ground that eventually you can climb out of this giant cube. I find that to be really interesting.
That's very clever.
I think it's great. So I'm going to give that a try. But today, and maybe we should do this, we should try all the games before GDC in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that can
talk about the
innovative very easily
festival.
Doable.
Yeah, if my computer will run it.
At least
no,
once.
No, won't. Sorry. I hate computers so much. I hate them. I love my consoles because they work. Unless a disc gets scratched.
Yeah.
But
very badly.
Anyway, so I suggest going to play Crazy Ball. And I also recommend... looking at all the other games developed for the, or at least the finalists for the Independent Games Festival. Have you been playing anything lately, Nate?
Well, we had a game night at your place.
We
so
did.
So I played a little Halo 2.
This is really the action. First time we tried a game night that actually worked.
Yeah.
You tried recently.
I tried it with our four members, and one guy showed up, and so now I don't. I've washed my hands of it. So yeah. If they invite me to a game event, then I will show up to it.
I'm not even sure that people showed up for this because I put it in the forums at chatterboxgameshow.com/forums. But people were there. Like, people had me on their friends list, so I added them. One of the guys frequents the forum, and then he had a friend, and they said they met. Do you remember this? They met someone who's a listener totally by chance.
Yeah, just by accident.
So go look, Chatterbox Alon's on. You mean the guy who does that podcast? That live radio show from Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was interesting to me, and we got to play. And I learned immediately that I totally suck.
You're not very good.
Suck.
You are better than I am, though, however. I don't know. I'm not good with the... as much as you love consoles, I hate them because it's not a keyboard and a mouse.
Keyboard, we've discussed this, is the worst input device ever created by man for anything other than typing.
All right. I'm able to get past it. Mainly, I care about the mouse for looking around.
Which, by the way, they can put on the console. They're just too dirty to do that.
Yeah, they don't want to do that. Well, like you said, and I agree with you, that the controller and mouse work the greatest.
Great combination. That's what I think we should have. So anyway, coming up soon, we're going to have Lee from, not from Chatterbox, from iTradeVideoGames.com.
That's right.
So head over to iTradeVideoGames.com right now, learn what they're about a little bit. We're going to have him answer all of your real questions if you want. You can call us at 866-536-1100. But I have a feeling you won't, because we're going to answer all the questions
in
our wonderful interview with Lee. We'll be back.
We will be back.
After these messages.
All right.
Chatterbox.
We're back, everybody. Chatterbox Video Game Radio. You can always find out more about us at chatterboxgameshow.com.
That's right. Go to our forums.
Pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
The forums are there. We have very active forum members as well.
That we do.
They visit us on the IRC channel.
Yes, they do.
Especially while we do the show. And
except for me, because I forgot my network cable this week.
So before we continue on with our interview, I'm going to remind everybody that UAT, the University of Advancing Technology, great place to go if you want to get into video game making.
That's right. You can learn the programming. They have art and all that good stuff.
We mention it every time. And that's because they're there for you, for me.
For
well, they were
everyone.
There for me.
They were. You've graduated, so.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore.
Exactly. I don't visit so often. I'm busy working.
Working,
like,
yeah.
I got a job. All right. So moving on. We are going to take Lee from iTrade Video Games. Do we have him on the line, Andrew? We have him available.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well.
Hey.
So, Lee, how you been?
Oh, I've been really good. How about you guys?
Very all right. I was hoping you'd have an extremely thick Canadian accent. Are you going to bring that out for us?
I'll try not to say A too many times.
Yeah. When I first talked to your mate there, your coworker, your boss, I don't know exactly what we should call him, I was amazed.
Partner.
And I was like, while we were talking the whole time, I couldn't stop thinking, it's going to be great to bring him on the air, A. It's going
to
be
effing great. I'll try not to do that too much.
No, don't. Let it out. All right, so let's talk about this. If I go to iTrade Video Games right now, explain to me what I can do.
Well, basically, what you're looking to do is you're looking to sign up an account, and what you can do is you can add games to your list, games that you want to trade with others, and then you can sell them for free online to get the iBucks currency. Now, it sounds like a currency, but really what it is it allows you to get equity from your games and then purchase other people's games using the equity. So really what it is you trading similarly priced games straight across. So you don't lose that value in your game.
So logistically, how is this actually handled? If I have a game, let's say, for instance, I have 20 copies of Halo 2. Because normally I wouldn't tell you to give up your Halo 2, but I'm going to give one up because I have 20 copies.
right.
I'm kidding, of course. What do I actually do with it?
Okay, so what you do is you add it to your list on your account. And then people browse the site, people that are interested in purchasing Halo 2, and there's probably quite a few of them, I would think. Anyone who has that game on their request list will automatically receive a message saying that someone has listed Halo 2. So what they can do then is make an offer to purchase using their iBucks that they've accumulated by selling other games. And then a message will get sent to you, and you just have to confirm whether you want to make that sale.
I'm still confused, though, because I'm a new customer. Let's say I want to buy a game. I have no iBucks.
Yeah.
I haven't sold anything. What do I do?
Can you purchase iBucks?
Yes, you can purchase iBucks. but we don't generally encourage that the way to go. Generally, we encourage you get in there and start, you know, selling off your own games first to get started. Because
okay, so
that costs you nothing to get started.
So my first, well, except your games.
Yeah.
My first step is I put up a game for sale. And
right.
So I send it to, you know, Joe New York over in New York.
Right.
And so I don't actually get anything physical in return. I get in my account iBucks.
Yes.
That he has sent me. Presume
yes.
He has a lot of them.
Yes.
And so now they're in my account. Now I can buy them somebody else. And we're basically trading virtual currency in some digital account somewhere.
That's exactly right. Yes, the site handles all the transactions for you.
Okay. So how did the very first user start out? Did they have to buy iBucks?
No, I mean, we got the whole system started with people with a few iBucks, you know, willing to do some trades. So from there, we just kind of built on a huge community of people that have started just selling their own games with people purchasing off them and then them selling others. So it's really starting to grow quite well.
Okay, well, let's say I have a bunch of games that I want to get rid of. So I put them up on, you know, your service, and I sell them all. Now I have all these iBucks. Can I cash those out at all? Or am I'm stuck with just getting that, not to say stuck. I'm sounding very bad now.
Yeah, that does sound kind of bad. And that's not how we like to look at it.
Okay.
You know, you're kind of like, you're not exactly stuck. We have a system in place whereas you can transfer your iBucks to others. So if you really had enough of iTrade video games, you could, you know, auction it off at eBay or something, and then all they have to do is sign up an account and you'll transfer the iBucks over to them.
Oh, all right.
But
all right.
What we're trying to get into is we're really trying to diversify what it is we're trading. So we started with iTrade video games. And what we're doing is we're actually getting into anime and DVDs at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So what that allows you to do is it allows you to share your iBucks amongst the sites. So iTradeAnime.com, iTradeDVDs.com, or iTradeMyDVDs.com.
I heard about those. Now,
yeah.
Are you guys going to work in phone service soon? Could you sell better phone service? Andrew's laughing at me.
No, I'm not. We're not a business of trading phones or anything.
I understand. I'm just sort of making fun of your phone connection because it's very hard to hear you
right now. Yeah, you kind of cut out every few seconds.
But it's all right. We're gonna push through this, and our listeners are going to turn up the volume.
That's right.
In order to figure out exactly what this conversation is. So, all right. So I have a bunch of stuff, and then I sell it all to other people, and I get their iBucks. So I'm starting to understand this. But it's all based on offer, counter offer, right? So every person has to individually decide, like, this person's offering me 20 iBucks, and I'm going to accept that, rather than setting a value on each game.
No, each game is set a value, and that's how we allow you to retain value in your games.
Okay, so...
So there's no, you couldn't barter at all, like even individually?
No, that's not what we're about.
Okay,
oh, okay.
So you're controlling the deflation of these products, but I assume there is a deflation.
Yes, gradually over time. But the idea is that if you have a brand new game, you're not just taking it back to the store after, you know, 2 weeks of playing it and getting half the price you paid for it or less.
Okay, and
you're still retaining fair value.
So this sounds like a very interesting system to me, and it's why I wanted you guys on the show. Because at first I had all sorts of questions, obviously.
obviously.
Now, what does it actually cost for me, aside from the game or the iBucks? What other payment is involved? I have to pay you guys something, I assume.
Yes, the only cost involved is if you're purchasing a game off someone, it costs you what we call one iTrade. And now each iTrade is worth $1. And those can be purchased through the site as well.
It's ironic how you value our money more than your own.
Canadian peso, eh?
Okay. So, all right, so if I'm selling a game costs me nothing.
Right, that's right.
Except the fact, like we said, that you're losing your game.
Yeah, you have to send out the game.
But buying the game, very easy. Now, who's paying the shipping in this situation?
Generally, the seller pays the shipping.
Okay, so it does cost you something there.
Yeah.
That's sort of breaking up the cost structure.
And again, we're kind of encouraging that you can send out a game if you just send the disc and the instructions.
Uh-huh.
It can fit in just one single envelope, and you can just send it regular mail.
Okay.
So if you're sending it inter-country, it's actually really, really affordable. $1 to $2, I've seen.
I'm liking this system, because now I can. Now, how complete is your list of games? Can I break out my BMX XXX from 3 years ago?
Well, it's getting more complete every day. We've actually just integrated Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, Dreamcast.
Really, Dreamcast.
The original PS1. Like we're really into it because I'm the same as you. I have just huge, you know, like old game lists all over the place. So we're really trying to get the full Monty in there.
Odyssey 2. Do you trade Odyssey 2?
Odyssey 2, I can't say. I don't really know what Odyssey 2 is.
You are not hardcore, my friend. That's what happens. The Fairchild or the F Channel, what was it called? I can't remember. I bet you don't trade that one either. But that would be a novelty if I could even get my hands on one of those.
Odyssey 2.
So, forget the Odyssey 2, man. Forget I said anything. So, what is the most popular or the most traded console in video games?
We've been finding that a lot of Xbox 360 games have been going back and forth all over the place. Seems to be the hot commodity these days.
I actually traded. I found someone on Craigslist who just wanted to trade game for game for a game I had. I was like, okay.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's really going fast. Like, people are really stoked to try the new games out and give them a shot, and then, you know, they're finished with them right away. They want to try something new.
The real test.
They don't want to pay all this cash and then not get some value for their game, right?
Yeah, well, that's what I think it's best for the new systems, where there's so many games that come out all at once, or for just Christmas time in general. I want to see when the PS3 comes out, if people are trading games before the system is even released, because the games are available first. All right, listen, we got to go to break. Thank you very much, Lee, for being on with us. You answered all of my questions. And, you know, if listeners have questions, they can send them to me, and I'll direct them to you through email. Or, of course, I'm sure they can find your website, itradevideogames.com. We got to go. We'll be back after these. Thank you, Funny Dale. Never audio.
Medical reporter Dina Baer has more on the new addiction and how it's changing children's minds.
It's a stimulant. It's highly addictive. It's causing kids to forget about their friends, ignore their schoolwork, and become impulsive and hot-tempered. It's not an actual drug, but doctors say it works just like one. They get that intense look, a face of serious concentration, eyes darting back and forth. And the little ones learn from their older brothers.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Not so awesome for man's best friend. No free hands to play, since all fingers are on the controls and all focus is on the screen.
The more they played, the more it felt like that. Like I really couldn't connect with them.
And while they sat in the same room, they wouldn't make connections with one another. Robert Kaufman of the American Institute of Learning and Cognitive Development says he's not surprised. Kids get addicted to the thrill inside video games, wanting to succeed there, not in real life.
We get kids who act out more. They don't think about what they're doing. They don't see the consequences in it. They tend to act less respectfully to their parents. And it just keeps going on.
How is it that seemingly harmless video games can transform otherwise fun-loving, family-focused children? It's all in the adrenaline, stimulated by the speed, sex, and violence in the games.
What we're doing is getting kids addicted to their own adrenaline. And then when it drops off and they get bored, they want to be stimulated more. And the brain doesn't remember that original high, it remembers it higher, so they have to do more exciting things.
I just found myself constantly just yelling at it.
Until she figured out the problem and followed some simple video game rules.
Limit the time they're on it. Don't have them play the game and then do their homework.
Schoolwork first, then let the brain fly faster with the games. Otherwise, when they take their TVs and controllers away to college...
Universities are seeing this with students who don't know how to relate to each other. They don't know how to live with each other. They don't know how to work it out because they haven't really related to anybody.
Not so for families who successfully unplug the drug.
My husband and I were amazed that the kids were like different kids, that they wanted to interact. They sought us out for conversations.
There's no need to ban the games completely. Doctors say just take an active role in each activity, encouraging kids to think about what they're doing and why, as opposed to just responding to the stimulus on the screen. On the Medical Watch, Dina Baer, WGN News.
Okay. Now, I put that in its entirety onto our show because I feel it's important, just like we did with Wacko Jacko, not to... edit the content.
Yeah, get their side of the story.
Yeah, I want you to hear what they put out there. I'm not going to just put out one clip and make it sound even more horrible than it obviously is. All right, you've got it. You heard it. I think it's safe to call shenanigans
yeah.
on this entire business that WGN is putting in front of lots of people on the news. So what happened is they did this little report because they're always looking for something sensational
mm-hmm.
to put on the air. And they said games. It's a drug.
It's a drug.
And it's bad. And the kids get addicted. And when we take them off the games, they want to talk to their parents. Oh, my God. So I know that we have some listeners whose parents don't like them playing games.
Yes.
I know that my mother, my dad took no part in my childhood, but my mother, at least, she was not very interested in me playing games as much as I did. But I think she's proud of me now. I am not dead.
Yep, and you have a radio show.
And I haven't killed anybody else.
That's right.
Yeah, so a radio show, life, and not in jail.
Own a house, even.
Even own a house. Yeah, all those things. I'm not a horrible person. Nate, I think you're okay, too.
I'm okay, thanks.
I don't hang around, do 24 hours a day. I don't know what sort of other things you're pulling, but...
I do like to, you know, set homeless people on fire, but that's for a different time.
And you wear a mask, so it's okay.
It's okay.
So here's what I was saying at the top of the show. Games have sort of penetrated American society and lots of other societies as well. At least, you know, civilized society.
Yeah.
We all seem to have them. And that's cool. I can appreciate that. Unfortunately, I don't think it's a regular part of life. I think, like I was saying before, the redheaded stepchild. We're all focusing on them because they're the hot thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily us, but you know.
But the mainstream media.
This other wacky media. Do you remember any of the other specifics they were saying during this video? The guy who wasn't even a doctor. He was like some social
worker guy. Yeah.
It's like they have to work harder. Or try
no, they
harder.
Can't relate to anyone because they can only relate to their game. Now, I've met some people that have played games and can't relate, and usually it involves something else wrong with them than just the games.
Yeah, there's a very common thing that a lot of doctors say. A lot of really anybody with common sense says you can't be too extreme. You can't do anything too much. For instance, water can kill you. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. This is true. If you drink too much water, you'll die.
Yep.
Generally, it's thought of water as being a fairly...
Very good for you.
Have as much as you want.
You know, air can kill you, if you hadn't noticed.
I didn't know about that.
I don't think it kills you, but it's not... It's a toxin.
If you put it into your veins, it'll...
There you go.
All right. But yeah, so there are things that you have to cut back if you're doing too much. We've heard stories of our listeners fainting after 3 days of playing a game straight.
MMO. That's one of the big ones.
All right. So, clearly... Games, or movies, or
books.
Drugs, or water, or books. Books is a good example. All of these things are bad if you do them too much.
Yeah.
So, they're talking about people who, like when they go to college, they can't relate. All they know is these games. And I can tell you from college, you know, I would go there in the dorms, and there'd be one kid who lived at the end of the hall. And he was in it. Nobody even, like, we barely knew his name. And it took, like, 3/4 of the year to go by for us to, like, start... eating lunch with this kid or doing anything to even, like, know more than just his first name.
Realize that he was there.
I think his name was Sam. Anyway, like, big introverted nerd. But I tell you what, I don't even think he was playing a lot of games. But let's say he was introverted and playing a lot of games, right? If he weren't playing games, then he'd be reading a lot of books or making a lot of bombs or being on the internet all day. Like, there's a million different things that you can do, and if you take them to an extreme...
So you're saying this is just the outlet... You know, of the times for the introverted people.
Not necessarily even for the times. I mean, that's true. But also, like, there are people who aren't into games and are still introverted.
Yeah.
There are people who aren't into games and still cause or
still make,
you know,
bombs.
Yes. Are criminals.
Yeah.
You know, and so the media, I think, is very clear to all of us, is sensationalizing this, and it's annoying. But it is great that we have some people creating that check for us to check that these people are doing crazy things. People like Funnydale. Who have a blog. You really should go check out his blog on 1UP. This guy.
He is a game journalist. I don't know.
Yes, he's
something.
Trying to get in there.
He is.
Like a game politics guy. And he could do it. He's certainly done a more thorough job than either of us for any one of our shows. Guaranteed.
I go for him for news sometimes.
Yeah. We go over there and tell us what we need to talk about. So he did a very thorough job on his blog. You can see not just WGN, but he's covering like this whole blogorific scheme of... covering all the different news outlets and their horrible coverage of video games.
That's right. He did a very good one on Fox News. I like how they portrayed the game bill ban and stuff like that.
He's on game politics a lot, too.
Yes, he is.
So anyway, I'm telling you that this is crap, this WGN thing. And, I mean, I don't think I need to tell anybody that, but it links into what we were saying last week about how games have become part of our society. And this is the negative aspect of it.
Well, you know, has it come to the point where our games, are they trying to make games seem like a bad thing? I mean, they've always kind of done that in one way or another with violence and, you know, sexual content and whatnot. But is it going to become like, are they going to become a vice? Are they going to be like the next, like a drug? Like where people are hiding in, you know, game houses, not
hey
crack
man.
Houses, but...
come get this hot game.
Yeah.
I've got a great crack.
Guys in, you know, trench coaches, you know, walking around, pulling, hey, you want, I got, you know, the first
Nate
one's free.
Motioning with his arm like he has a trench coat on. I certainly think people in Utah think that. They are certainly considering this advice. And so we were talking about this earlier as well, that now they're passing their bills, and the Senate hopefully... at least in Utah, we'll consider that as crackpot, as
so
a WGN
then,
thing.
If that passes, could like a GameStop not be 500 feet close, you know, away from a school?
At least they're not supposed allowed to have neon signs anymore.
Okay.
I think that's the
rule. Is that it? Okay.
That's part of the statute. What was I going to say? I was just going to point out something else about the gaming in the media. It's horrible. Perhaps this is what I was going to say, that we have to put a stop to these things, right? I put on our forum, you can... there's a link to the feedback form on the WGN website. So if you want to send them...
I believe that went to nowhere.
No. The Contact Us page on WGN was down earlier.
Oh,
you
okay.
Click it and it goes nowhere. Of course, I've been told that it's back up now.
Okay.
But there's a link directly to feedback on their stories because they want to know that we hate them.
Yeah.
Because they
and they're doing a very
that.
Bad job.
They know that people who don't like your stuff watch it more.
Yep.
It's like the Howard Stern thing. If you saw that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Right. People who hate us listen to us longer.
That's right.
People love us. Okay. So it would be nice if we could put a stop to it. It's not ever going to happen.
No.
I'm not crazy to think that.
But at least we can call BS on, you know.
Just send them an email in capital letters. Just says shenanigans. That's it. No more, no less.
No body. Just
shenanigans, care of Chatterbox. Maybe if you want to do that. We're calling them on the shenanigans because it's crazy. And this is what fuels the crap, like Utah.
Yeah.
Where the reps go in there, oh, wait, I saw this thing on the news.
Oh, I can tell you someone's going to cite that for something.
We saw it on the news and games are bad. And there's
a
guy who
they're
called
a drug.
Himself a doctor.
Yeah.
They're as bad as drugs. And I'm feeding off my own adrenaline. I need that because I play games. And meanwhile, they're all playing solitaire for 12 hours a day after they get home. They can't get off of it. Their eyes are drying up. Finger twitching on the mouse because they can't figure out where to put the king of spades. Anyway. I just have a hard time seeing this stuff.
Yeah, it seems a little forced to me.
It certainly seems forced, and I think that's what they're doing on purpose, and that's what's even worse. We could talk about the degradation of U.S. media in general.
Yeah, that too.
Right? And I think that probably even has more to do with the story than video games do, that they just need to get something out there. But, you know, fight back. Go to our forums, chatterboxgameshow.com. You can find a link to the forums.
Email, call, you know,
yeah,
them,
and
let them know.
Tell WGN what you think. Even if you're not from Chicago, I don't care.
Yeah.
Right? Because you saw it on the web, their crappy news interview. Yeah, so we'll be back after this. We're going to have another smart attack, like we do every week.
I love that saying, smart attack. That's great.
Smart in the house. And hopefully we'll have many, many more. All right, we'll be back after these messages.
Chatterbox.
Once again, we're back, Chatterbox Video Game Radio, with Alon and Nate.
That's right.
We're here reminding you that UAT is the place to be if you want to get into the game industry.
They got the games. They got the art.
Game design.
They got the programming.
And art and programming, network security, all that stuff. And they actually start doing
digital
more.
Video.
Like every year they have more
yeah.
stuff.
They People actually have a sound room now, a very nice sound
motion
room.
Motion capture room.
That's right.
As well. Anyway, go there, uat.edu, if you want to learn more about it. We are going to bring Nathan Smart into the show. He has become a very important part of the show, and
a
we
fixture,
appreciate it.
If you will.
We do. Hold on. Nathan, are you there?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
I can. Can we turn it up, Andrew, at all? Can we get that cranked? Actually,
should I do
good.
Like a testing thing? Like
no, we're in.
No, you're good. You're good.
I'm good. Okay.
All right. So what's up, Nathan?
I've got something to say. This show's killing me, Alon. Every week I come up with the most ridiculous drivel and try to convince people that this character I've come up with is really me. You know, well, you know, I've had it. I'm tired of being a fake. I'm tired of playing a role. I want to come clean with you guys and with your listeners, or as I like to call them, quote, your listeners and not mine, so stop acting like I'm really part of the show, you jerks, end quote. Your listeners and not mine, so stop acting like I'm really part of the show, you jerks, don't know what goes on behind the scenes of this show. They don't know the abuse I have to endure just so I can give them a smile every week. In fact, if Alon doesn't get at least one email every week telling him that a person has smiled during my bit, I owe the show $25. That's in my contract, folks. Don't ask me why I signed it. Don't ask me. I guess I just didn't read the fine print, or as Alon likes to call it, the bitch print. He also likes to call it the fine print as well, but he said that when he talks to me, he likes to use the bitch print. For Nate, he calls it the love print, but I'm not really sure what that means. Another clause in my contract states that I'm not allowed to get any women that may result from my appearances on the show. I'm not even allowed to email any of them. The problem here is that I don't even get any women from this show. That means that according to my contract, I'm in the negative right now regarding women. So if I get a girlfriend, even outside of the show, I can't even count her as a girlfriend because my contract negates it. I would have to have two girlfriends in order to actually have one. This is the power hold that Alon has over me. I can't do anything because of the bitch print. I just recently got banned from the forums just because I said I didn't like DDR Megamix. I like DDR. I just don't like the Megamix version. I like my mixes to be a bit more subtle. So, Alon, it's with great sadness that I have to resign. I must resign. I know that according to the contract that if I resign, I have to give you everything I own and I can't work in, quote, this town again. But it's just something I got to do. I feel as if I'm being wronged here, and the wronger is you. So if you'll just let me be, I'm going to go now.
No, Nate, I think we can work something out here. Please don't hang up, all right?
Alon, I have to do this.
Give me a second, all right?
No, you've done me wrong, and I want out. Nothing's going to change my mind.
I'll let you post on the forums again.
Really?
Yeah. But you're still my bitch.
Sold.
Nathan Smart, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for that. Now, let's move on. After telling Nate, please come back.
Wow, my contract was much lighter than that. I didn't see any fine or bitch print.
You know what happened? I got the lawyer after I got you.
Oh, okay.
Lawyer came afterwards.
All right, because I think my only obligation is to show up. I think that was written on a napkin.
Nathan has much more stricter rules. And as he said, not only does he have to have two girlfriends to have one, the first one becomes mine.
Ooh.
He left that bit out, and I wanted to make sure we're clear on that. Just so he doesn't get any ideas.
Why wasn't I written into Nathan's?
I pay the bills, buddy. Okay. It's time for the news. Nate, you have some news.
I do have some news. Now, I think, actually, did you want to... I want to bring this up just because you'll forget.
Okay.
But there was that group that did a survey.
There was. The Forrester Group, I think is what they're called. On Joystick, you can see this. It's on their second page right now. They claim, Forrester Group, that Sony PlayStation brand is the strongest in the industry. And I would agree. My gut tells me to agree. Kind of like Nintendo used to be. If you're playing a video game, it doesn't matter what it was. Your parents said you're playing the Nintendo. Could have been a Sega.
Yeah.
Didn't matter. Then slowly became Sega or Nintendo because it got a good split. But here's the interesting part. They show a graph. The base North American household awareness of video games. Video game systems, I mean. Branding, basically. So Infinium, Phantom, they're at the bottom. Not a surprise.
Yeah, not a big deal.
PlayStation 3, way up at the top. That's cool. Now you look in the middle, and stuff starts getting a little weird. The Xbox 360 has the least awareness aside from the Phantom.
Which is odd.
Because they've got a huge marketing blitz. It was the biggest toy for Christmas to buy. You know, so clearly people are aware of this.
Yeah.
Somehow, the Nintendo Revolution apparently has more awareness among normal people than the Xbox 360. I find that strange. Do you?
A little bit.
Okay, here's where the real strangeness comes in. Having even more awareness than the Nintendo Revolution, and listen closely, folks, is the Nintendo Game Boy evolution.
Oh.
Odd, you might say, given that there is no such thing as the Nintendo Game Boy Evolution. So I'm just struck aback, thinking, who is this Forrester person? This group?
It could be that everyone, like a conscious effort, has made up like a figment, you know, maybe a vaporware, you know, thing. Is like, oh yeah, that the game, you know, when your parents would, they don't know exactly what you're going to go to, but you know, like, don't you be playing that Nintendo Game Boy Evolution thing that you're always doing.
Maybe they're just talking about all Game Boys in general.
Or like, maybe Nintendo's slash Game Boys slash Evolution.
I don't know. They capitalize Evolution. And this is like, just last week, I don't remember if we even talked about this on the air, but this more faulty market analyst, because last week there was another group claiming that the PlayStation 3 cost $900 to build.
It was actually $800.
Yeah, all the components they listed, if you add up the number in their list, it was $800.
Not very good at math.
No, these groups are all getting it wrong. Now, I know you probably have some other news to talk about, but we promised John, who's waiting on the phone,
from Vegas,
to bring him in. So we got to bring John on the line. John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What did you want to talk about? It might not be related to the news we were just covering here.
It is actually news, but it's not what you covered. The Lineage thing that's going on. Certain Korean players on one of the Korean servers are fed up with gold miners, gold farmers, and they're actually going out in groups and player killing as many Chinese players as they can find, because chances are, if they're Chinese, they're a gold farmer.
This is...
Yeah.
Wait, as a rule, if the Korean player finds a Chinese player, they kill them?
Not as a rule, but there are, like, vigilante groups, or, if you will, pixelante groups doing
yes.
this.
Yeah, mobs will go out and a direct quote, I think, was, it's easy to tell if they're Chinese because they can't speak Korean. So I guess when they don't say anything, then they kill you.
So if I'm playing Lineage 2, am I going to get killed? Because I tell you what, I can't speak Korean.
Neither
if
can I.
If you're playing on the Korean server.
If you're playing on the Korean server, yes.
Okay.
They're more worried about, there's kind of an unwritten rule that, let's say I kill a monster and he drops some fat loot. Yeah. I use air quotes for that. That you, as a passerby, will not pick that up. These gold farmers, or Chinese gold farmers, will just pick it up
and
then
take
off. Are you
telling me it drops gold and you take it and you don't? Because I would be all over that noise.
Yeah, it doesn't actually attach itself to you, so anyone can take it as soon as it drops, and
so
they don't like that.
Here's the solution. Kind of like other gaming stories we've heard lately, instead of going and killing the people in the game, what they have to do is find the Korean people who are on eBay buying the Chinese gold. And kill them in real life. That is the actual solution to this problem, I'm telling you.
Were you talking to some people at Blizzard about that?
I'm giving them hints. All right. It's the end of our show, everybody. I think we had a very good show today. We're going to have a very good show next week. The first show of March.
That's right.
We're going to enjoy ourselves. Thank you very much. Call in next week as well. 866-536-1100. No interview. It's going to be all us. Alon and Nate.
All news.
Chatterbox Video Game Radio. And join us on IRC next time. Anyway, thanks again to Funny Dale for putting together that video that I was able to
big
play
thanks to him.
Over the air. And we will be back.
I see you next week.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.